Welcome everybody. Shir number 749. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas. We spoke about everything, obviously, from the beginning stages of washing and going into the interruptions and so on, what, when, and where. And the hamaitzi, we spoke about the bracha of hamaitzi, how it works, what one has to do during the hamaitzi process. Now we're up to the part whereby we spoke a little bit about last couple of shiur in reference to interruptions, when one can make an interruption, a hefsik, between the hamaitzi and the bracha, between the hamaitzi and the eating, which we have to talk more about that. But I just want to talk a little bit about at what point could one talk out. We said, good, you can't talk out, the person can't talk out in general once they make the hamaitzi and they put food into their mouth. Now, does that mean they have to swallow it, or could they talk out while it's still in their mouth, and how much do they have to swallow? What is the halacha in pertaining to that, and how does that work? Is just tasting the food enough? Okay, so tells us again, just to see, again, it's in Simen, our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, tells us the Machaba, Yerichel Miyad, one has to eat right away, V'lo Yisiyach Ben Bracha, L'Achila, not to talk out between the bracha. This applies, by the way, for all brachas in general, but we're just working on our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which is in conjunction with the meal and the, not so much the meal, but the hamoitzi part of it. It zooms in a little bit more on the hamoitzi, whereas we spoke about, we quoted last time from Simon Rejvov, in reference to the general brachas and so on, which we'll try and get back to that. Now, just real quickly, he brings down, so lo yisiach, what does that mean? Tells us the Mishabrua, sifkat lamed hey, don't talk out, ad sheyichala lilois ketsas meyaprusa fiyivlo enua. Don't talk out until you finish the chewing a little bit from the piece of challah, matzah, roll, or whatever it is that one is eating, and you swallow it. Make sure not to talk out before that time. Now, it's interesting, there's a couple of reasons for that, and there's a bir halacha, maybe we'll go through a little bit, that tries to go back and forth as to what exactly is the reason over here. But just to start off the subject, at least, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkat Lamed Hey, which is what we're quoting, he brings down the first reason, which is usually probably the one he wants to talk about more from the bir halach. But be it as it may, just to start off, so he says, kevin depot, so what's the reason why you have to swallow, right? At least something, at least to swallow something. You took a piece of bread, took a piece of roll, the matzah, whatever it is, make sure, good, don't talk out till you swallow that first piece. And not even the whole piece, but at least a ketzas, meyaprus, a little bit from that piece, make sure you swallow something, that there's something going down the throat. Let's put it like that. Kevin de Pasak, he says, Kevin de Pasak a Shulchan Aruch, lekaman besoif simin reish yud, which we're not going to get into right now, but since it's in simin reish yud, it's brought down. The Vatayim Levad, if somebody just tastes something, now those halachas are also a little bit different, but if somebody in general just tastes something, Ve'im loy bola, and ain sarach bracha, they don't, and the person just tastes something, and they don't swallow it, they just taste something. I want to taste the soup. See if it's somebody's cooking, and just, with their tongue or whatever, they'll taste a little drop, and they're not swallowing anything. Then it's ain sarach bracha, then one would not need a bracha. If it's tasting purposes. Now, again, those halachas are a little bit more than meets the eye. So, but be it as it may, just for standard purposes, if they're not swallowing it, then one would not need a bracha. So the Mishabru tells us further, again, in Simon, our Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, and the Mishabru was Lamed Hey, we won't always have straight where we're coming from, Sifkat Lamed Hey. So he says, the reason is, Imkein Ika Bracha Lablia. So we see from that, the, when one makes a bracha, it's going on the swallowing, and not so much the putting the food in one's mouth. Now, in the Bir Halacha, I just want to explain outside, he says there's two ways of looking at it. Is it good? You'll tell me if you're just tasting it, and it's for tasting purposes, possibly. These are two ways of looking at it. It's hard to say which one goes where. But if you're tasting something and you're just tasting, I'm cooking soup, let's say during the week, right? Of course, I'm cooking soup, and I want to taste a little, see where the soup is holding, right? So I put a little on my tongue or whatever, and I don't swallow it, so then I don't make a bracha. Oh, so but that so that's as far as the tasting. But let's say, so then the Bir Halacha says, what about if I put something in my mouth, like this piece of challah, right? I make the hamayitzin, then I put the piece of challah in my mouth, or a piece of roll in the mouth, a piece of matzah, whatever the case is, but I'm doing it with the intention of eating it. So if I don't have intention of eating it, just tasting it because I'm doing it for tasting purposes, I'm a cook or whatever, or I'm in the kitchen and I want to see if the food is ready or close to ready. Okay, so that's a different animal, if you want to call it. That's a different category totally. That's the tasting category, right? Which is this person doesn't have any intention of eating. But if I put the piece of bread or roll or whatever into my mouth, good, I didn't swallow it yet, but I'm doing it with the intention of eating it. And I want to swallow it, but I just didn't swallow it yet. So maybe we could say that there's a difference over there. That's what the Bir Halacha talks about. Very interesting, the lumdish part of it. But in the Mishabura, he brings out the first reason, which he comes hits straight home. First of all, is that he says no, that we're going with the we see in Reish Yud that you don't, if a person just tastes something, you don't make a bracha. So then, how could you talk out after you just put the bread in your mouth? And he didn't swallow, because at that point, no bracha is really needed in conjunction with that. But again, looking at it the other way, that bracha is needed because I have kavana to eat. Once you have kavana to eat, once you put something in your mouth, that's it. You have to have a bracha before you put it in the mouth, not once it's in the mouth. So that's where we're coming from. Now, there's a lot more involved with this, which we have to talk about upcoming shiurim, but he brings from the Chayyadam. So first of all, so now he says, Mikom Makim im Ove Vesach, if somebody spoke out, but Oide Lois, while they're still chewing, Koidim Shabola Haprusa, before they actually swallowed anything, Bidivarim She'ena Mitzor Chayatsuda, and they spoke out words that have nothing to do with the meal. There's no, yeah, whatever. They said something, out of the blue. Something that has nothing to do with meal. The Sarachin, he says, not so simple. Sarachin im Sarach Lachzel Verch. It's a Sarachin if one would have to make over the bracha. Okay, so just to finish off, there's a lot more to talk about over here, but just to finish off, he does bring from the Sharetzi, and there are those who talk of, the Elior Rabbah says you have to say, make over the bracha. It's not so simple. But be it as it may, he does bring down V'chein B'bigda Yeshem, Magin Giboirim. He brings in the Sharetzi and Sifkot and Lamed, Mashma Desfir Lehud, B'di Eved. Bottom line is, I didn't swallow. I spoke out. What should I do? Should I make over the bracha or not? But the Eved ain't sarach lachzel levarach. But the Eved, you would not have to make over the bracha. Kaven, why? And he brings this again from the Big Day Yeshem, Magen Geborim, and others. But some say you do have to make it over. Obviously, we don't make it over. If somebody spoke out and they did not swallow, you don't make it over. But we'll talk more about it. But he says the reason is, like we said, Kaven the Mischavim Bala Isa, since his kavana by chewing l'shem achila was for a eating purpose and not for a tasting purpose. Ha'le'isa aschola da'achila, it's the beginning of the eating process. But over there, like we said, over there, if somebody's just tasting, so they have a mind to taste and that's it. They're just doing it because they're cooking in the kitchen or whatever. They have no intention of eating at all. But over here, this tasting, this putting into my mouth is part, the beginning of the eating stages. Al-kalpanim l'chadchila, but he says, so since it's Halisa, the chewing is as chala d'achila. He's the beginning of the eating. Al kaponim lechatchila, but initially, definitely, bevada yeshli zobevem bezemaoi. Be very, very careful. Don't talk out till you swallow a piece. Lechatchila. Okay, you did it. What are you gonna do? So, but the evid is what to rely on. You don't make over the bracha. Al kaponim, but lechatchila, definitely bevada yeshli zobemaoi. From this thing, one should be extremely careful not to talk out till they swallow part of the food. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.